Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the expectations of the Seder Lima and some details, and then we'll maybe start with a little Hagamah today, and then you can begin with the Lima on your own. So as you're aware, Melech HaShabbos is a recent addition to the Smicha curriculum. It was never before required, but now the expectation is that you know something about Melech HaShabbos. It used to be that Bishul was part of the fourth year Lech Leisa curriculum. That's no longer. Now Bishul was part of this curriculum. But the focus is supposed to be on Melachos. So some of the other Shabbos-related topics, like Refuah B'Shabbos and Mi'ul Anachri, that's still in the fourth year Halacha L'Maaseh curriculum. So our focus is on Melachos Shabbos. Remains to be seen whether we'll have time to or decide to learn Muksa. Some of that may be subject to your feedback and input and interest. So I'm not giving one another yet. This is the first time I've ever given shiur on this topic in this forum. First time it's really been given in yeshiva in this forum. So to some extent, it's a little bit of a work in progress, and we'll have to see how things go in terms of budgeting time. So Muksa remains to be seen, but my intention in terms of topics is dealing with the Melachos that are more Lamaisa. If there's time at the end, we may go back to some of the less Lamaisa Melachos, but my intention is to begin with Dash/Sochein, and basically go from there through the end of Sidur Depas. So Tain and Lash and Boer, and ultimately Bishul, which will take the most time of any Malacha that we're going to cover. And then we'll take it from there and try to focus on the more Lemaisa Malachas. We're not doing Otsah. And we'll see if we have time for Muksa or how we triage as we get towards the end of the year, is what we can focus on or not. If there's more time, we can go back and talk about Kotzer and things like that are not as Lemaisa as some of the other Malachas. The other question that I was speaking to some of you about at the beginning of the summer was how to deal with Kolei Shabbos. Do we just hit the ground running with Malachos, or do we have more of Akdam about certain Klalim? So my decision, which I think is a consensus of the various Magidei Shir giving Shir on the topic, is to kind of get straight into Malachos. I felt that it can't exactly get straight into Malachos. I want to talk about two minor introductory topics first, namely Avos HaTolos, to define why do we care, what's an Avos HaTolos, why do we care that the Malachas derives Malachas Rabbanan and various categories of the Rabbanan, but Bli Nedar, I intend to keep that to maximum two shirim, and then we can get straight into the Malachas. In terms of the expectation of the Seder, so this is a sub, yeah.
This third they call it Malachas,
mm-hmm.
Are we going to add a random point where it comes up and kind of deep dive into them, or most?
So my intention is, as necessary, we may take a detour from the Malacha and talk about, the first time we hit Sekreshe, so we may talk a little bit about Sekreshe. We may talk a little bit about that. Well, and what it's time to do with that is, but I'll give you a heads up. Yeah. That's not part of, I think that but I don't see how we have time for that. Meaning, if somehow we're way ahead of schedule, I'm happy to talk about it. I just don't see having the time for that. And so the issue is that you've done your own homework, and if you have, it's relatively easy limit to do on your own, and this kind of forum better used to deal with Malachos and maybe if we have time. But this is a regular sector for section of the Kolel, so the expectation is that you're part of the Kolel, keep your regular Kolel Star, regular Kolel Star means Sunday from after 1:30 Mincha till 5:30, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from after 2:30 Mincha to 6:30, and you're learning about time. Again, if someone has a Rishosti in the class, you're part of that, that's an issue with the office, but the expectation is that you're here for the regular Kolel Sarim. In terms of Chaburos, so the starting point is two Chaburos a week. My intention of the Chabura is to kind of focus or highlight the more critical points you should be aware of, flesh out the sugyas and flesh out the halacha. The expectation is that you learn a lot of heavy lifting on your own and that you're up to doing that. And we'll kind of use the Chaburah as a supplement and to frame focus. But my expectation in terms of how you approach the Lima, given that Shabbos is unique in the sense that there aren't sugyas that go straight. I mean, if we're talking about Malachos, and the sensible way of doing this is doing Malachos and and with the rest of the life sons, it's not like this is a new America that doesn't just some are concentrated, so we get to see the students. So there you have a 1.5 that's concentrated, but we get this show. There you have seconds of concentrated there. It's not like a whole dark kind of topic. So in terms of guiding the limud, wherever there's a chunk of Shazarach, like we'll start with Dash and then go up to Skita, so Sochi the dimension of and borrow this image in the test. So if we're doing a chunk or pieces of Shulchan Aruch, the question is that you will be seeing Torah Beis Yosef, corresponding to whatever Steve, if you're missing my book, you'll be seeing Torah Beis Yosef, your discretion, what you're going to look up for the Beis Yosef course, what you want to see in time, that inside that may be a function of how much time you have. But the expectation is to see Torah Beis Yosef. If I, at a given point, think that it's not as critical to see the Beis Yosef, or you can pass over that, I'll let you know. But the minimum expectation is Torah Beis Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch Mechaber with the Mishnah Berurah. If I want you to see a Magen Avraham or a Taz inside, I'll try to highlight that in the Marmar Kamos. The critical Magen Avraham and the Taz is usually at least cited or referenced by the Mishnah Berurah. So in terms of streamlining the Limud, minimally you should see the Mishnah Berurahs and where appropriate Baralachas as well. Whatever else you see in terms of Magen Avraham Taz, so I'll let you know what I think you should see inside, and the rest is to your discretion. My assumption is that at that stage of learning, where you have the ability on your own to kind of figure out what you need to see, what's more critical, how you want to learn the sugya, meaning I will be giving you the relevant sugyas as they come up, which you could probably figure out on your own through the Beis Yosef anyway, but I'll show you where they are. Depending on how much time you have, what Rishonim want to see beyond what I show you the Mamar Kamos, that's to some extent at your discretion. Just jumping back to the chaburos, so the starting point is 2 chaburos a week. If we see, as we get further on in the year, Pesach time, that we're trying to cover more ground than we're able to, I decide to do 3 chaburos a week, depending on where we are. Like in the past, when I've done Nida in this forum, Nida then has a Veilus afterwards, so usually we've done Nida until Pesach, and then Avelis after Pesach, but that was a more condensed limit, so then it would give 3 chaburos and Avelis just because we need to cover ground. And when I did 4th year Lachal Maisel Limudim during this Kol Misgar, we did the same thing. Pesach time we switched to 3 chaburos, so we'll have to see if it's necessary, but that option is open. And there may be a point where I feel that I just need to get a more time chabura, wise, I may stick another chabura if necessary. In terms of the timing of chaburos, my preference would be that we do Sunday and Wednesday. But depending on the week, sometimes it may be Monday as opposed to Sunday, especially before the Yom Tov, where the schedule is a little bit more, there are fewer days of Limud with after between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So assuming that works, again, if there's any, I guess you can let me know if there is any conflict at any time, or if anyone has an anticipated conflict with another class or something. But my assumption is that Wednesday will be 3 p.m., right after Kol Seder. And again, depending on the week, at least after the Yom Tovim, I'd like to have the Sunday after Mincha, like whatever, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Any objections to that? Any conflict? Okay. It could be the next couple of weeks, because of various scheduling things, we may end up doing Monday instead of Sunday on one of those days, or both of those weeks, but I'll let you know. But like if there's there may be Sundays where I have a conflict, or there may be Sundays where it doesn't work out for other reasons, then we would do it on Monday. So my assumption is that the 2 chaburos would be either Sunday or Monday, and then Wednesday. I'm back. Yeah, everything until Yom Kippur. There's nothing after Yom Kippur. The yeshiva goes through Yom Kippur. Everything is in person. Whatever you might have seen on a academic calendar about Zooming during Yom Kippur in Kassel Osor, that's only for the college. Smicha, Shir, everything is in person through. In terms of Zooming, I think the starting assumption this year is we're in person, Ruth Hashem will stay that way, and everyone will stay healthy, and we'll all be able to be here in person robustly the entire year. I don't have a problem having the Zoom on if there's a need, or I mean, like if someone wants to go to XXL for 3 months, I don't know if that's reasonable. But like if there's a reasonable judgment that someone can't be here in person, I have no objection to having the Zoom on and Zooming if you need that at any time. Just let me know. I'm not going to send out an automatic link, but if someone at a given day, someone is unable to be here in person and wants to Zoom, I don't have a problem making that available. So let's talk a little bit about Sfarim on the Limud. So minimally, you should have in your possession a Gemara Shabbos, Tor Beis Yosef, and Mishnah Berurah. It would be preferable if you have a Shulchan Aruch as well, Shulchan Aruch Machon Avraham Taz. You have any of the editions that have the Torah and Shulchan Aruch in the same volume, then you don't have to worry about it around. I have a lot of new fancy printings of Torah Shulchan Aruch. This is far from the fanciest. It's just the one I have in Yeshiva. I have another fancy one at home. So minimally, Gemara and Tor Beis Yosef Mishnah Berurah, better to have a Shulchan Aruch finding also. I'm assuming since a lot of people learn Shabbos this year, you won't easily be able to pull one off the shelf in the Beis Medrash because a lot of people learn in the Limud, so it's good to have your own. I would much appreciate when you come to Shir to have a Gemara Shabbos with you, to have a Mishnah Berurah with you. Whether you bring a Shulchan Aruch or not is at your discretion, but I do expect to be reading, to have Gemara opened and read things inside, so it'll definitely be helpful to have it in front of you. And the same thing with the Mishnah Berurah. And again, if you want Shulchan Aruch, that's at your discretion if you want to bring it this year. In terms of Rishonim, so you have the Masechta Shabbos, a classic Rishonim, classic Chachmei Sfar, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva. There is Meiri. Chidushei Aran, there are two Chidushei Arans. There's a debate as to which is more authentic or both. In the Masada Cook Chidushei Aran is the Chidushei Aran that was printed as the Chidushei Aran Ritva Miuchasim L'Aran. So in the fancy printing of the Chidushei Aran that's not annotated, so they have in one volume both the Chidushei L'Aran on Shabbos and the Chidushei Aran HaMiuchasim L'Ritva, which it seems like the consensus is now is that it's really the Aran and not the Ritva. We have separate Chidushei Ritva on Shabbos. So whatever the historians say, both of those seem to be miyuchas to the Ran and chiburim of the Ran, but those two are in addition to the Ran al-Rif. So that's in terms of the classic Rishonim, and then you have all the other Rishonim that exist. In terms of some of the classic Achronim, so there are two very important works from the turn, or right before the turn of the 20th century. Both of them, interestingly, only made it through Sidur de Pas, that they stop at Bishul. One of them is Igle Tal. Igle Tal is the chibur that the Avnei Nezer wrote on Melechah Shabbos, which is a phenomenal volume, but it only goes through Sidur de Pas. He didn't get past that. So that's one classic work among Achronim that is often cited and important. The other one is the Shvisas HaShabbos. Shvisas HaShabbos, we know a little bit less biographically about. There was a Rav Yitzchak Meltzin who was in Kelm, and then he was in Radim, and then he made Aliyat Eretz Yisrael around the turn of the century. He was a Ram in Yeshiva Seitz Chaim in Yerushalayim. But he wrote this Chibur Shvisas HaShabbos, which also, interestingly, is only on Sidur of the Pas. So these two Chiburim, Abinezer and the Abinezer's Eilei Tal, and the Shvisas HaShabbos are very important. These halachos often quoted and have a lot of the classic framing of lamdas, if you will, regarding these halachos. Those are two classic later achronim. In terms of the contemporary Kisser books, so they keep on coming. There's a lot there, and I'm not expecting everyone to read every Kisser book. That'll detract from the limud if that's your focus, but it is kedai to at least be aware of them and to maybe have some of them for reference. And it's probably a good idea, just as a way of development, to minimally or maybe maximally, depending on your time allocation, but to have one of the contemporary books that you kind of look at the Seder and kind of use the reference just for a sense of how things are presented in contemporary terms. So just to go through the more standard Kitzur books that are out there, so I think the first one was Rabbi Gedalia Felder, Zichron Levachas Yisod Yashur. Rabbi Felder was a Rav in Toronto for many years, and he wrote a lot of Sfarim under the Yashurin title. Many of them are called Yisod Yashurin. He has three volumes on Shabbos, two volumes on Malachos, one volume on everything else on Shabbos. So that was like the first contemporary Kitzur Sefer that I'm aware of on Shabbos, which is reprinted in recent years, especially a pocket-sized volume like that big in hardcover. I don't know if it's in print now, but that's the one I have at home. Then also early back to the 70s, or maybe the early 80s, Rabbi Eider, Zichron Levracha, has his English Hilchos Shabbos with the Tshuvos of Moshe on the back, which is subsequently printed in one of the posthumous Igros Moshes. But Rabbi Eider obviously has a lot of the Moshe material and a lot of the Shilas that he has for Moshe that he printed in the back. So that was probably the first English case of Hilchos Shabbos. Also, he only goes through Sidur in the past. Didn't make it past Bishul. So at least until we get through Bishul, that's one of the earlier classic Kitzurim on Shabbos. Again, only Sidur in the past. Shvi Shabbos Hilchasor, obviously, is a classic with Neuver, Zichron Levracha, which came out in a first edition many, many years ago, and then a second edition probably in the 80s with more extensive notes, and finally a few years before he passed away, there's the much bigger third volume of Shvi Shabbos Hilchasor. Chelek Aleph Shvi Shabbos Hilchasor, which is the original volume, is on Melachos the Mistayef. That's the one that came out in a Madura Shlishis a few years before Rav passed away. Chelek Beis is on the essays and things like that, that he never got to a third edition. Shvi'i Shabbos is a classic. Rav Neufeld was a classic. He has a lot of Rosh Hashanah and Tzakim on Hilchos Shabbos. Rabbi Ribia's volume came out after that. At this point, it's probably been out 25 years, maybe, but... Rabbi Ribia has four volume set on Melachos Shabbos in English with extensive Hebrew footnotes. More recent vintage is the Orach of Shabbos, which has kind of fourth volume. But the main volume on Loch is Chelek Aleph, and Chelek Beis and Chelek Gimel has the balance of the Melachos. The others on like Amir Lenachrim and Rufu and things like that. Orach of Shabbos, Rabbi Reuben Farnoff, Rabbi Gelber. So that last time I was on Shabbos, it hadn't been printed yet, so I haven't really had occasion to use it. Hope to have more occasion to look it over this year. But that has gotten a rave reviews over the last decade as one of the newer Sfarim in Hilchos Shabbos. Similarly, also relatively new is Rabbi Karp, Rabbi Karp's Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Karp from Beita, not from... Kiryat Sefer has become in recent years a phenomenally prolific author of Halacha Svarim, beautiful Svarim, where he really analyzes in the footnotes of Sugya and Rishonim very clearly. It's a pleasure to read and to see his analysis. So he has four volumes on Shabbos. Three of those are on Malachos, Hilchos Shabbos v'Shabbos. Rav Avadia, the last volume that Rav Avadia published, the last volume was published posthumously, but he prepared it in the last year of his life. So he has six volumes of Chazon Avadia on Shabbos. He didn't finish Shabbos, but he got through, and the sixth volume, I think, was not completed because he passed away before he was able to complete it, or became unable to continue, and then passed away. But he has six volumes of Chazon Avadia on Shabbos. Three or four of those are on Malachos. And then there's some Svarim that are specific to certain Malachos, like the Ayin Shulash has an important volume on Borer. There's a few other volumes on some, I think he has one on Ma'amir, maybe some other Malachos. And then you have like the Klishedi Svarim of the Rosh Hashanah and Halif Hashanah Svarim, which he didn't write, but are Sakim and stories written up. You have Gorelitz's Svarim, and that, to my knowledge, those are the kids as far as that come to mind. Have you seen the Remote Shop Assistant? So I haven't used it. I have it at home because they had Wexner alumni event a couple years ago in Yeshiva, and they gave out a copy to everyone to look at. So I have it at home. I should probably open it up. I haven't had occasion to use it yet. Have you?
Yeah.
I like it?
I think
it's amazing. Yeah, okay. So I'll take the person seriously and and take a look.
Itzy Radner really likes it.
Yeah? Okay, so I'll have to take a look. Yeah.
The thing of a rat is kind of more serious than mine. The Rav Karel, that's special.
Yeah.
And those are cliche, that's a cliche? Or
I don't think he wrote them, but maybe I'm wrong. I think those were written by, I'm not sure actually. I don't, I haven't used this far much. I'm not sure. Yeah.
One more, general purpose sort of like temporary stuff, is, in general, is there more why you stream of stock for a lot of these issues, or there's read sick for chef to whoever they're willing, or not as much? And if there is there an easy way to find that, or not really? Just if you're saying.
So Rabbi Willig has an Amor to Fan Shabbos. If you're able to get through that in the bottom line, it's. It's not like bedtime reading, but a lot of those are in the Amorechai if you can get through it. Rosh Hashanah was the English volume of Rabbi Will's Bishul Shirim a couple of years ago. Rosh Hashanah has printed material in all of his farim, not in any particular order. It's hard, when people need in certain areas or. You could talk more about certain why you orientation in fact, where there's certain halachas that seem to land a certain way in our yeshiva, kind of by consensus, which is different than a lot of the rest of the world. I don't think you have that in Hilchos Shabbos, but you will obviously quote the Rosh Yeshiva as relevant. Yeah.
I just remember from 3 years ago when I had Shabbos from Lalik, heavily favored the Hilchos Shabbos
for
Shabbos.
Yeah, so. Right, that's relatively new state. He left the Orach Shabbos also, I think. But those are both Sfarim that came out since the last time I learned the Shabbos, so I hope to have occasion to use them this year. You'll forgive me, it's very hot here. I'm going to take my jacket off.
This is the same Rabbi Karp from Rabbi Karp Ryan Morgenstern last year.
Rabbi Karp what?
This is the same Rabbi Karp from Rabbi Karp Ryan Morgenstern last year.
Well, those are two different Sfarim, but I quoted Rabbi Karp a lot last year, yes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Rabbi Morgenstern, I don't think that's a safer on Shabbos. I'm sorry?
I like their conflicting Rav Yashas.
Yeah, we'll still have probably occasion for conflicting Rav Yashas because there are other Rabbi Efrati has far. He has Yisa Yosef, seven volumes now. Some of them are not high, I'm saying. He has a lot of Rav Yashas material there. We'll have to see. Okay, any other questions about the limud, the expectations, the schedule? Okay, yeah.
Are you around in the basement just for questions in the life? Or?
So, generally not. My arrangement with the yeshiva is that I'm contracted to give chaburas, but not to hang out in the Beis Medrash. My day job, so to speak, is at the Beis Medrash of America, but I am around some days. So when Wednesdays, I generally will be here all day, and you're welcome to come into my office, 506 to schmooze to talk. I will be there to try to pop into the Beis Medrash at some point during afternoon Seder on days that I'm here, just to circulate and talk to people. But I don't sit in the Beis Medrash in the afternoon. On Sundays, on Sundays we have chaburas, I'll try to be around a little bit also. But you could always email me, call me, or look for me. On days out of yeshiva, if I'm not in the Beis Medrash, I'm in 506. But I should be responsive to any question on email or phone or text. Yeah.
One other leading question is for our own limud or chaburas, what should be a balance between looking for
versus
getting little messy stuff.
Right. I apologize. Matt had an email that we moved up to 3, so I apologize. Yeah, so, but it's recorded, so you can get the recording. Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, you're asking...
Like, in Seder or in this war, is like how much time did you spend on, like, Mondas versus, like, just getting to, like, Sakalaha and trying to track that?
I don't think you should be focusing on tracking down contemporary cases per se. I think you should focus on the sugis. How much time you spend in the sugis is really at your discretion. The monocolors I will send out, I should know this also. So monocolors in brackets are typically things that I plan on quoting during shiur. I don't expect you to see them ahead of time. You're welcome to. I just want to have it on paper so you know where they are. But I don't expect you to look that up. Things that are not in brackets, the hope is that you'll be able to look it up, and try to get different. I think you should be developed enough in your respective learning that you may have different styles as to what you want to focus on, and that's all okay. Hopefully, the chaburis will kind of bring things together and put it in a framework. But in terms of what you focus on, a lot of that is at your discretion. Okay, any other Lima questions? Fine, so let's just start with a little bit of Akdama. As far as Avos and Toldos and Machas. The Gemara Daf Testament has a machlokas amarim as to the source for melachashatz. The two dots and the Testament base. How do you say Yivayla? And it has already had a tradition that the very nine melachos. Where does that number come from? Which is a Ram Chasachas. Is the source for this number 39 from Odesa Mishkan, or is the source from a calculation of the appearance of the term Malacha in Chumash? Tosus here, Dibur Maskil Keneged, questions or raises the possibility that maybe everyone agrees that Melachas HaMishkan does serve as a source for Melachos, and the question is whether it's exclusively Melachas HaMishkan, or does the source of different uses of the term Melacha impact on the calculation of Melachos? Well or nothing. So if you say Melacha Melachto, then Avodas HaMishkan is not in any way impactful on determining the identity or the number of Melachos. But the Chachmei Sfar disagree. The Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva, they assume that everyone agrees on some level that Avodas HaMishkan is relevant in the determination of how to calculate Melachos. The Ramban is a line. Here, Dibur Maskil B'Hadar Minan. The Abbas was told to say, and I call Modim Shalom Bimi Mishka. El Alach Shav Odin Yanam Acherim Lo Malachos Shalom Hayu Bimi Mishka and Lo Av Lo Tolda Shalom Pli. The Evan agrees on a basic level that Mishkan serves as a source for Malach Shabbos. My focus is beyond that basic list of Malachos. Lamar, if something didn't exist in the Mishkan, could it still be a Malach? So Lamar came to love Lamar min a minyan lam nuset. So the Ramban suggests that any Malacha that was the Mishkan could be from the minyan of Malachos. My focus is whether there's a possibility that Malachos that weren't the Avodas HaMishkan could be a Malacha d'oraisa as well. According to the Ramban, that agrees that the Samishkan, about the Samishkan is relevant to level, is that the be-all and end-all of the fighting malachos, or is the possibility that there are malachos beyond about the Samishkan as well? Yeah.
For Tosos, the Madhavar holds that it's literally only counting the malacha. Mm-hmm. How do you know what are the 39 malachos?
So then you have to say Chazal is some kind of a tradition. We'll see more on that in that as we go on. But whether you assume like tells you whether you assume like the Chachmei Sfar, we assume Lalacha that Avodah Hamishkan is a model for the Malachas, and that's how we know it's considered to be a Malacha Deraisa. But there you have Malachas Rishonim, what does Avodah Hamishkan mean? So the Igwin Al in his Hadama points out that this is a Malachas Rishonim, Malachas Rishon Ga'onim. Whether the determination of a malacha is based on avodas hamishkan, is that based on the hakamas hamishkan, or is that based on the avodas ha-korbanos? So he presents Shitas Rashi as holding that we're really looking only at hakamas hamishkan, while malachas were involved in the construction of the mishkan, but not while malachas were involved in the ongoing avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. So he points out Rashi and Ayin Gimel and Aleph, that's the opening sugya of the Mishnah there that lists the Malacha. The Rashi and Ayin Gimel and Aleph writes that the source of the way of the there in Mishnah wasn't some Amanim. That there were some Amanim when they prepared the some Amanim in the Mishkan, they needed to engage in Zriya and Sira, the plant and harvest that was going to be used for the samanim that were to be used for the dye. Rashi also mentioned that it was also necessary to have Zriya Tzira for planting the chitin for the menachos and things of the sort. It sounds like Rashi's focus is only on the avodas hamishkan as far as the akamas hamishkan, but not the avodas ha-korbanos. And he also points out in that regard, the Gemara Ayin Dalet Amud Beis asks why Malacha of Afia is termed Ofe and not termed Bishon. It's why in the list of Malachas in the Mishnah we have Ofe, we don't have Bishon. After all, the Gemara says that Shavikana Bishon Samamanim, that the Tana doesn't mention Bishon Samamanim that wasn't in the Mishkan, and he only mentions Ofe that was not in the Mishkan. So says the Avnei Nezer, what do you mean Ofe wasn't in the Mishkan? You needed to bake in order to have the lechem upon him. You needed to bake in order to have the chavita kenvadol. So there was afia as part of the avodas hakarbanos. El, apparently, you see from there that the thrust of Mishkan, as far as its impact on Malacha, is only in the avodas for hakamas of Mishkan, not the avodas for korban. So that's how the Igwin Kal presents the Shitas Rashi, that everything depends on Avodas HaMishkan and on Avodas HaKorbanos. As opposed to, we quote the Shuvas Rambam, that quotes from Rav Haigon, based on Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi has a line that there were 11 malachos connected to the Korban Tamid and to the Minchas Chavitin that the Korban Gadol read every day. So apparently you see from there that malachos are not only a function of Hakamas Mishkan, but the Vodas HaKorbanos as well. And if you look at the Avnei Nezer and the Igwin Kal, so he has rayas back and forth, and he discusses how you could get out of the various Gemaras in both directions. So just you should be aware of that, not our focus, but kind of his background, that machlokas exists, as presented by the Igwin Kal. As far as Tolos versus Tolos, so we should have some understanding as to how to have a Tolos and what's the significance of a Tolos as opposed to an Achas. So the Gemara has enough ayin we derive from Achas Mehena that in addition to Avos there are Tolos. Yushami has a fascinating line in the seventh parak, Kalacha Beis. Prima Gadim quotes this in his Psicha to Hilcha Shabbos. Yushami has the following line: Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Avdin Havai Bahad Apir Baflas Shemin Nuplak. So Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish were involved in the Sugya for 3.5 years, involved in the Sugya of Melechah Shabbos for 3.5 years. Probably the amount of time it takes to adjust to the topic, which I have this year. And over the course of those 3.5 years that they were involved in the Sugya of Shabbos and the Sugya of Toldos, they came up with 39 Toldos for each Melacha. So they worked out 39 toldos for each malacha. Manda ashechon mismach samchon. So whatever malacha they found that they were able to connect, or whatever tolda rather they found that they were able to connect to an actual malacha, they connected. Hadlo ashechon mismach abdunay mishamaka bepatish. And whatever they couldn't connect to any non-malacha, they connected to Makkabi Pathos. So we'll have to talk about that. Mr. Shem will get to Makkabi Pathos sometime much later in the year. Is Makkabi Pathos a catch-all, or is it a more strictly defined malacha? This Yushabi definitely sounds like on some level it's a catch-all. Makkabi Pathos is in our focus now, but what's interesting is that there seems to be, at least in the base manager of Yochanan Reish Lakish, a certain formula where they're able to derive a set number of toldos, 39 toldos for each of. Each one of the 39 of us had 39 toldos. So what is an afkamina between an av and a tolda? We'll see that the tolda is also malacha deraisa. So what's the difference between an av and a tolda? So you're probably more familiar with this gemara from the beginning of Bava Kamma, where the gemara of Bava Kamma that Beis Amud Aleph asks that malacha Shabbos, whether it's all the same Kayotzi Ben or La Kayotzi Ben. But since we're in Mitzvah Shabbos, the parallel Gemara is on Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. Here, this is in the context of Zorek. Gemara establishes that Zorek, if you throw an object from one Rishus to another Rishus, that's a Tolda of Hotzah. So the Gemara asks, about 50 lines down. Nifti ahamachayev ahamachayev amaykar lahay av amaykar lahay tolda. So if it's the case that a tolda is a malacha deraisa as well, so you're chayev chatas for performing a tolda Shabbos just as performing an av, what difference does it make whether something's termed an av or nachamina the other shtei avos v'adiyadadi inami shtei toldas v'adiyadadi mechayev tarti. Nafkamina is that if a person performs two different avos, performs borer and zobre, or performs two toldos of two different avos, then you're chayav two chatas. However, if you do dash and mefare, if you do an av and a toldo of that very av, then you're only chayav one chatas. The nafkamina between av and tolda is for purposes of calculating a chiyuv chatas. The Gemara asks, "Rav Lazar, the mechayev a tolda b'makom av, a maikar l'av, a maikar l'tolda." But that's totally the machlokes tanan. It's true that according to Chachamim, you're pater on a tol, or if you perform an av and tolda d'day, you're only chayev one chatas. But Rav Lazar disagrees. According to Rav Lazar, they chayev on a tolda even of the same av, separate chatas, then a maikar l'av, a maikar l'tolda. So what's the nafkamina? Whether something's termed an av or tolda, same chiyuv chatas, regardless of what mixture, what combination of avos and toldos you perform. So the gemara hafta av b'mishkan chashiva kari la'av, hafta lo av b'mishkan chashiva lo kari la'av. Nafkamina is that which was in the mishkan. So you'll probably remember from Bava Kamma, the Kubris says here, is it hafta av b'mishkan chashiva or hafta av b'mishkan v'chashiva? Hafta av anything that was performed in the Mishkan is definitionally chashiv and therefore termed av. And after having a Mishkan v'chashiva means that no, it had to be in the Mishkan and had a certain independent chashivas in order to be termed av. But either way, either that which was in the Mishkan was definitionally chashiv and therefore av, or that which was in the Mishkan and chashiv was definitionally av, as opposed to tolda, which wasn't in the Mishkan or wasn't in the Mishkan and sufficiently chashiv. So just in the flow of the Gemara, that's a strange line, because you kind of expect the Gemara said, according to Blazer, what's a nafkamina to nav and tolda? So what's the Gemara's answer? It sounds like the Gemara's asking for practical nafkamina, and the Gemara says, what sounds like a categorization comment, that which was chashiv of the Mishkan is old enough. Okay, so what's the nafkamina? So that's in terms of conceptualizing. But what's the nafkamina to nav and tolda? So the Rishon are bothered by this, some implicitly, some explicitly. If you look in Tosus here, Tosus the Maskel or Blazer, so Tosus says, you know, some of the Rishon, if you look at the sheet in the beginning of the Kama, we'll see some of them. Some of the Rishon suggest what the Gemara could have said and didn't say. But Tosus here writes, Havamatsu Lameimar Nachamina Leidyin Hasra. The Gemara could have said, so at this stage, something the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara could have said, or should have said, nafkamina for Asra. Meaning that if you does a Hasra, a betolda have to be b'shem ha'af. So if you, what's the status if you give a Hasra, a betolda, either mentioning that betolda or not mentioning that, is that a sufficient Hasra? So Tosus in one paragraph here assumes that's not what the Gemara means. And maybe it's hard to read into the words of the Gemara, but maybe that's essentially what the Gemara is saying here. After Mishnah Chashiva, it's really a code word for knowing what's considered a Tosus as far as being a proper Hasra. Tosa says he doesn't really mean that. Meaning, Hotzah is a Malacha Grua. That seems to be adak. It doesn't mean that it's explicit in the Torah. Okay. Yeah, what Tosus seems to be saying is that the Gemara, in the second half of the Gemara, the Gemara is really only answering within the context of Hotzah. You need to say that the distinction between Av and Tolda within the Malacha of Hotzah is between that which is explicit in the Torah and that which is not explicit in the Torah. Other Malachas, nothing is explicit in the Torah. in the context of Hotzah, so then we distinguish based on what's expressed in the Torah between Adam Tolda. But you know that section of the Gemara doesn't appear in the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama is right.
Yeah.
The Gemara Bava Kama is focused more globally on Adam Tolda from Halacha Shabbos in general. Here, the Gemara's focus is on Zorik as a Tolda Hotzah. It happens to be that the Gemara brings in the broad question of Adam Tolda. But that's an error, at least that's supposed to say, is really geared towards Hotzah. And not addressing the more global question of Adam Tolda by Melech HaShavs. Neither does it may, so we're focusing on the first error, which appears in Bava Kama as well. So Tosa has a possibility, and maybe that's what the Gemara means when it says Hatham Mishim Chashiva Karya, which really is somehow a code word for Hasras Tolda Bishem Ha'af. The Ramban has a line, the Ramban here, that maybe the Konami, the Gemara is saying that their Taka is a Menachemina. Lemaisa. The Ramban writes, Yishlomar, Jeb Lazar, Keva, the Hey, chayavim atzman, tzvichos asra b'shmar manish. That's a worth question. And for kinyan, the blazer be'emes lo nafka wa midi l'inina. Kanani, according to blazer, this taka no nafka mina lo halacha. He turned off and it told him. El ha'ad b'mishm chashiv v'kar le'av, ha'ad l'ad b'mishm chashiv v'kar le'tolda. And a chanami, there's no nafka mina l'inina, according to blazer, between an av and a tolda, simply a matter of formulation based on what was the mishkan chashiva, what wasn't, but there's no nafkamina you know, halacha. Okay. So we'll come back to discuss independent of this gemara whether there are other nafkaminas between av and tolda. But we have to draw to the mix the possibility of another category. And that emerges from the Gemara on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there works off the mission of list the 39 Malachos. The Gemara has four about 8 lines down. Also, Malachos Harbe Ne'en Malach Abbas Ein Chai Galachos. If a person performs multiple malachos that are me'ein malach achas, of the same type, category of one malacha, and you have ela achas. So what is this awesome malachos harbe me'ein malach achas? How does that relate to the av tolda dichotomy? So what's an example of Malachas harbe me'ein malach achas. The next line of the Gemara is Amar Rabbi Bar Ashi Amar Rami Zomer Chayim Mishum Noteya VaNoteya VaMarif VaMarkiv Chayim Mishum Zareya Mishum Zareya in Mishum Noteya Lo in Ma'af Mishum Zareya. And then the Gemara says, I'm sorry, I meant to read the line before. I think it's the line before. The Gemara, before the Gemara had that category, the Gemara says, six lines down. Hazareya v'hazomer v'anoteya v'amavrich v'amarkiv kula malach achasei. Right. That's a dhamma that put down seed and pruning and planting is all considered malach achasei. Ma'kamashalan, ma'kamashalan, also malachas harbin, ma'im malach achas, inu chai malachas. The Gemara defines these malachas harbin, Noteya is me'ein malach achas. So if you perform multiple malachas that are me'ein malach achas, you're only chayiv once. Take a look at Rashi, if you have a Gemara in front of you. Rashi writes, Zomer chayiv. Nishim told us no tech. So Zomir, which is in the list of Nimlachas, so Zomir Noteya, Zomir is a tolda of Noteya planting, and Smuchayav becomes for the purpose of letting it sprout. Venoteya Gufe, and planting itself, Chai Mishim Sarei, Klomar, Inu Nani Reyahim, Za'ab Yisrael, and Za'ab Yilatz. So Noteya and Zareya are the same malacha. They're both an av. Noteya is a term that we use for planting a tree, as opposed to Zareya, which is a term that we use for planting seeds. But Zareya and Noteya are all the same. They're both an av. So Rashi here says that Zomer is a talada of Noteya, but Zareya and Noteya are both av. So in this list of the Ein Malacha Achas, we have a mix of Avos and Tolos. Close to the Rambam, Zayin Malacha Beis. So the Rambam, at the beginning of Zayin, lists the 39 Malachos. And then the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, so Halacha Aleph says, "Malacha chayav alayin tzil v'karkas meiz v'karbat v'shaga." They had others in the end told us. And Halacha Beis, "Kol eilu ha-malachos v'kol shehu me'inyanam heiman akran avos malachos." So all these malachos that we just mentioned, and anything that is me'inyanam is enough. Kesar hu inyanan, what does that mean of the same inyan? Echad choresh al chofer, or sacharif reiz al malacha. In malacha gimel, b'cheid adus reiz ramen, b'lachas mach, b'lachas mach, b'lachas mach, b'lachas mach, b'lachas mach, b'lachas mach, b'lachas Avos, so they're all synonymous, they're all considered an av, they're all an av that are part of the same malach. So within this me'ed malach achas, according to Rashi, there's a mix of avos and toldos. According to Rambam, they're only avos. So if that's the case, that there are these multiple avos, then what does it mean that there are 39 avos malacha? There seem to be many more avos malacha. That's what the Kesef Mishnah quotes in the Ramach. Now, the Ramach is bothered by here. Kesef Mishnah in Halacha Beis, Temahu, in kol elu avos my chashem rabban chaser achas. Havalei lachshon yoser mechamishim. If you count all the additional avos that are listed here in Ayin Gemara Beis, you have another 10 or so avos. So where do you get 39 avos from? There are many more. The od armina. Which are the additional avos mentioned on the days. They didn't have to graft or plant. So how do you get, what's the significance of 39? If there are other avos, the list of avos should be greater. V'achi perusha. Kulam malach achasein, v'kulam tolada mizareya, v'lash v'inan asa de'eno chayim el achas ashtei toladas. V'el avitolda, v'el avitolda. So the Ramach argues on the Rambam. He says, no, everything else here is a tolada. And we say that there are the malacha achas, but that means to say that these are toldos of that av malacha.
Yeah. The second one of their does not answer the first one because those extra malach avos were not in the Mishkan. They weren't listed, and that's why the list doesn't balloon to more than 39 because, yes, there are other flips in 39 FED with something that wasn't in Michigan. We only list that one.
Good. So the Roche Yosef's parish on the left is bothered by that problem and basically says the same thing. Right. He doesn't understand the Ramak for that reason. In his parish in Eindhoven, he raised that issue with the Ramak that Hagufa, that these were low-end book, that's why they're not listed as those. But somehow the Ramak didn't see it that way. I'm not sure why. But he's bothered more fundamentally that if these are avos, meaning the problem is, says true, but so the Rambam is saying that these are avos. So if these are avos, so what is it? If an av means have to have mishkan and chashiva, so it's not av. That's the kind of issue. The Rambam is saying, yeah, aguf is not an av because it wasn't mishkan. The Rambam says it is an av. So the Ramach is bothered, okay, if it's an Av, and half of the Mishkan can't be the be-all and end-all for defining an Av, otherwise it couldn't be an Av, then what's the significance of 39? So far, we have within this Ne'eim Malacha Achas category, we have, according to Rashi, that some of them are other, some of them are told us. So we have this one which, according to the Rambam, they're all avos, and the Kefir Mishra calls him the Ramach, that he's not sure why they should all be avos, because then we should have a list more than 39.
Just the way I would be to say that, when the Gemara says, lo havi mishkan, lo havi av, it doesn't mean, and then it is a tolda, it just means it's not an av, as much as it's not listed on the list, but it's a brother to the av. And then it's just a problem with nomenclature. Okay, so the Rambam calls it an av, but it's not a full av, it's not tolda either.
Right. So that's what I want to say, based on that if you look at Hosea and Hosea Beis, Dear Maskel, Arbaim, Avos, Malachos, Asas, Nebi. Right, that's the Gemara that I started with at the beginning. How do we know, what's the source of Malachos? So Hosea writes, the Harbe Malachos, Yesh, the Dami, and the Hadadi. That there are many Halachos that are many Malachos that are still together. So the Gemara then, in the other direction, first the Gemara has, there are multiple malachas, main malacha achas, that are, might be parallel of us, but then the Gemara says, Zorer, Borer, Merake, they're very similar, winnowing, sifting, selecting, so why are those three separate of us malachas? So how do you know to separate those into three different categories? It seems to be a very minor difference between them. There must be the Chazal question that starting with one category, in that list, and then based on that, there could be multiple malachas that are similar enough to each other that in theory could have been the same malach and we choose to make them different malachas. And the other direction, there could be malachas that could be categories for independent avos, but they're not because they don't fit into that list. Are there people waiting for them?
Some, but it doesn't look like a full menu.
Okay. There's comment of the Magen Mishnah here in Halacha Dalid, just in terms of defining. So let's work, whether you work with Rashi, whether you work with the Rambam, and to whatever extent Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashiva guides what defines as defines an av versus a tolda. Is there a broader definition how to categorize av versus tolda other than figuring out the Mishnah? So the Magen Mishnah here is a comment on the Halacha Dalid. The da. Any malacha that is totally similar to the Av. So any malacha that is analogous to the Av, however, there's a difference in the quality of the action that you perform, or the quality of that which is affected by the malacha. So it's a matter of is similar to the Av, but has a degree of difference in quality of Pu'ul or Nifal, it's still an Av. If it has a greater difference, if it's only double the Nixas, it's a Tola. The Mashal Bezeh, HaKotzer, VaBotzer, Shehin Bidim Yim Gam. So harvesting wheat, let's say, as opposed to harvesting grapes, that's the same Malacha fundamentally. The difference is the subject of the malacha. It's harvesting wheat versus harvesting grapes, but it's the same act of harvesting. Planting seeds, planting trees. It's the same act, but a different object. And similarly, plowing, as opposed to making holes for the purpose of putting in seeds, those are fundamental. So fundamentally, these are all the same, and they're all considered to be the same. If you're going to distinguish between these types of to make them different avos, then planting pumpkin seeds to be a different lava, a different av, than planting seeds. So finally, there should be many more of us. There's only a slight comparison. The connection between grinding and cutting up vegetables is a root. It's not a shavah, but the actions are more different than the difference between zareh or noteya and zareh. So he thinks he's explaining the Rambam that it's a matter of degree, that if something generally similar enough to the Av, it's just a matter of performing a malacha on this object with that object, so then that's a parallel af. That's what we mean by me'ein malacha af. There are multiple avos that are within the same word category of af. If the difference is greater, that's what we call a tolad. But even now, which is me'ein af, you'll learn malacha test in the Rambam, but this will close. Osa malachas harbi me'ein malacha afas, behel mechad, ein uchai velachatas afas. So just as you perform an af, we pass the only chayev once. If you perform harbei malachas, the malach achas, then also only chayev one chatas there as well. Okay, so let's stop here today. Next time we'll pick up with other nafis and others. We'll talk a little bit about the difference between the rice and the durabana. I think the next chabura will be on Monday this coming week, probably at the end of Seder. But I'll confirm the time in advance. And I will be never send you out Mar Makomos on Dash if you want to get a head start on Dash, which will probably start at the end of next week. Okay?
Great. Well, do you have Monday or usually on Sunday?
Usually on Sunday. Before the end of it, it's going to be a little bit of a...
Did you record the introduction?
Yeah, I'll record it. I'll put it on while you're talking. You can listen. Okay. I apologize.
You do like running a
sorry?
You said at least send it out.